Welcome to the London Property Podcast, your go-to source for navigating the complex and ever-changing London real estate market. Our digital marketplace provides informative and educational content from industry leaders through podcasts and videos. We cover various aspects of the real estate experience, including buying and selling, finance, law, tax, construction, design, and more. Join us as we delve into the latest trends and developments in the market and gain valuable insights from our panel of experts.
Hello and welcome back to London Property, home of Super Prime. We're doing our market research video today and we're welcoming back to the show Tom Bill, who's head of UK residential research.
Hi.
And Marcus Dixon, who is the director of UK residential research at JLL.
Great to be here.
And thank you to Liam Monaghan for hosting us here at the LCP headquarters. And looking forward to you sharing some insight with us. I'm going to move straight on to the second part of our discussion, which is, you know, as I said, what I like to call the rental dilemma. It seems that all headlines are, I mean, we've all been waiting for this to happen because obviously we know the tax changes were introduced back, you know, in 2000. They actually came into happening, but they were announced, you know, I don't know what it was, 5, 6, 7 years before that. But basically what is happening is that people are, the sort of individual landlords are leaving the market, being forced to leave the market. There is a shortage of rental stock. Prices are going up. You know, what's going to happen? I mean, I understand that, you know, when you're going into different zones, people have the ability to build to rent. But what on earth is going to happen in prime central London, you know, once you've run out of the big estates portfolios? What's going to be the solution?
I mean, I guess that one of the challenges that we have is that landlords have always left the market. There's always been reasons why landlords have sold property. The challenge that we have at the moment is that there's not necessarily the volume of new landlords coming into the market to replace those that are leaving, which, you know, historically is what's generally happened. There's been a bit of a churn, but we've seen new buy-to-let landlords coming in. Obviously, you know, in terms of tax, it's more difficult to make a central London rental investment stack up, particularly compared to other asset classes that we're seeing at the moment. And so, you know, we're definitely seeing fewer new landlords coming through. I think part of the challenge as well is that, that, you know, the rental market is settling back in terms of where demand's coming from. And what we saw is, you know, lots of people left London when they didn't need to work in London. Nothing was open. So all the reasons to be in London, you know, for the shops, the restaurants, the theatres, the social life, that wasn't there. They've started to come back. And there was a mismatch between the supply and demand in terms of what was available. But what we definitely saw was that people who were already renting in London just stayed put. So we saw the percentage of properties that we were renewing on a monthly basis go up to above 50% of all of our lets. That started to fall back. So there's a little bit more balance in the market now. So we're seeing about a third of our deals that we're doing now at JLL. Our renewals, the rest being new lets. But there's definitely a real challenge. And I think that, you know, build to rent is part of that solution. You know, nationally, this is not just a central London problem. This is happening across the board. But actually, build to rent is only a very small proportion of the market. And there's no way that it can kind of scale quickly enough. So, you know, I think it is going to be an ongoing challenge. And, you know, our forecasts for rents reflect that. We expect that rents will outpace prices over the next 5 years because there is this lack of supply. I think they'll become a little bit more of a balance, particularly possibly with some people who struggle to sell maybe smaller flats in central London will look to the rental market instead, particularly as rents are rising. But, you know, it is something that is going to be an issue, I think, certainly in this sort of short to medium term.
And what about you? What do you think, Liam?
I mean, the rental market does need a bit more regulation. I mean, there is obviously room for improvement, but however, isolating the private or individual accidental landlord isn't going to help a first-time buyer get onto the ladder. And I think the whole idea of it is only going to slightly make the situation worse. It's going to reduce the amount of supply. As Marcus said, if landlords look to leave the market, which will always happen naturally, it's convincing people to come back in and take those properties can be quite challenging. But that can always be dealt with by having good management, by making sure properties are looked after by buying properties and refurbishing them and bring them up to quality that a renter will like and like to stay with, and you won't have as many issues going forward. So I do feel there are improvements to be made, and providing you've got a good property manager, a legitimate company to look after those, it shouldn't be too hard to manage. Obviously, things looming over the horizon with the EPCs and that type of thing, having to bring it up to a C, once again, can be managed. Prime Central London will have its challenges with a lot of heritage and conservation areas, changing windows. It all depends to see how that transpires in terms of what the government are wanting to do with that. But the abolishing of Section 21s and all these type of things can be managed, providing that the government have proper fail-safes whereby you can still gain possession back of a property if there is stuff like rent arrears or damage caused to the property, etc. So there needs to be more conversation and more consultation about what's going to happen, because at the moment it's slightly vague about when this rental reform bill will come in, and we're always available to have discussions about how that will be going forward.
Yeah, well, clearly discussion is not happening at all.
No.
Because there was something in the paper just last week about rent freezes and eviction freezes. It's like, okay, well, that's great, but if people can't pay their mortgages, then they can't actually hold the property for you to rent freeze and eviction freeze in. So that's where I'm, you know, the build to rent sector, yes, it's great and it's going to provide housing, but it's not going to provide housing in prime central London. So where are all these people going to go?
I think it's going to be a frustrating time for tenants. I don't think it was supposed to happen this way. I think the sales market was supposed to cool down. More accidental landlords were supposed to come across and there'd be more stock. Not really happening. So I think stock is going to be lower for longer in PCL and across London. The frustration that tenants have experienced over the last 2 years is going to be prolonged. And as you alluded to, there's a whole political dimension to the whole rental argument and the government using it to sort of make political points. And it won't just be the government. There's obviously coming over the horizon the general election. What's Labour policy on things like rent freezes? Rent caps. People are starting to think now around what could happen. And I think everyone probably just needs to be pragmatic and understand that, yes, if more and more landlords leave the sector due to what's happened around tax or what might be coming down the line of Section 21, etc., then rents are still going to be going up and up and up, which, you know, the government doesn't ultimately want. So the government needs to understand, I suppose, what makes the market tick. It needs to make sure landlords are attracted to come into the sector. And that complete imbalance that we've had between supply and demand is redressed to some extent. Otherwise, it's going to be just a frustrating time. There'll come a point when people will just refuse to pay rents because they just rise too high, but it doesn't feel like we're getting particularly close to that at the moment.
Well, I mean, one of the things that, you know, for me, I don't know, I just feel like a crisis is being created in the rental market. But maybe, you know, if mortgage products improve so that the individual landlords can actually afford to hold on, because, you know, a lot of people are going to be in negative situations still paying tax.
Yeah, I mean, the mortgage rates are mortgage rates, I suppose.
No, I'm talking more like products. You know, if right. they say, okay, well, you know, you can put down less percentage, or right. you can have, you know, some, you know, yeah. they need to address something, because otherwise, with all the best will in the world, if you can't hold on to your property, you can't freeze the rent or freeze eviction. It'll be taken by the bank. So, you know, unless they force everybody to move out of prime central London, which, you know,
and I guess
might be a better lifestyle, but
I guess in prime central London, we've got a number of landlords will not have leverage on property. I think of our new inquiries for buying, I think only 75% of people were cash buyers, and the remainder had very small mortgages. They're just looking for tax purposes. This will be a wider UK issue and outside of London issue, whereby interest rates will affect landlords and the products that they hold. I think within prime central London, and London probably more as a whole, will be less of an issue as sort of people have been able to hold on to property, and if they're unable to sell it in the sales market, can then look to put it on the rental market. So
it'd be moving more towards a kind of medium long-term investor and getting rid of the accidentals and getting rid of the sort of more short-term players, I guess.
I think central landlords will still be needed. Yeah. You'll still need to have that kind of fluidity, and I'm sure a lot of lettings agents are waiting for the sales market to cool down. and get more stock on. I think there needs to be that sort of movement across. But the government's treated it, it's had a highly political kind of dimension to it, and it hasn't really worked. What the government's tried to do, and the headlines, it's the same with how many houses it wants to build. The government doesn't build houses, the house builders do. There's a sort of, it kind of gets in the way, and the results are, you know, frequently not those that are actually desired
to happen. Okay, well, thank you very much for all of you to come talk to us again, and we look forward to catching up with you soon in the next episodes. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for tuning in to our latest episode of the London Property Podcast. Head over to our website where you can browse our exclusive network of top experts driving the market. As a member, you'll have direct access to our experts and their networks. Our award-winning content will help you choose the right professionals for your needs and make informed decisions about your investments. Personal recommendations are a powerful tool in connecting with trusted professionals. Let us introduce you to the right people to help you achieve your real estate goals. Contact us now to learn more about becoming a member and gaining access to these valuable resources, or joining our directory of experts.